Okay, today I want to discuss with you a couple of inyanim relating to Tekiah Shofer. Tekiah Shofer, some minhagim relating to Tekiah Shofer. Rosh Hashanah is just around the corner. Okay, number one, the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Question. The question is, there is a L'Shem Yichud. Okay, the one who says L'Shem Yichud is really the Baal Tokeah. So Nageah to the Baal Tokeah. Does he say in the L'Shem Yichud the words Kasher Tzivisanu L'Kayim Mitzvah Saseh De'Oiraisa? In the Nusach of the Yiras, you have to look in the I have it over here actually. Okay, what does it say over here? Okay, in the L'Shem Yichud you're supposed to say De'Oraisa. The problem is the second day of Rosh Hashanah, it is not necessarily a din d'oraisa. There is only one day, Rosh Hashanah. The second day, b'zman hazeh, we are experts in the Kli D'Yarchei. So the second day, Rosh Hashanah, is only mid'rabbanan, because of minig avasin v'yadei, mistake of the yoma. So when the Baal Tokeah, he says that he's having kavana to be mekayim what it says in the Torah, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, to blow shofar, maybe this is a violation of Baal Tosef. This is an old shiloh. We also have the shiloh. It's a very popular shiloh when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer, b'zman hazeh l'chol hadeh, according to many, is not deraisa. It's only when you have the Karban HaOmer. So how can it then be in the Nusach HaTfil, in many, most Siddurim, it says in the L'Shem Yichud, in Sfiras HaOmer, that will be Mekayim, the mitzvah saseh deraisa of Sfiras HaOmer. What?
Lulav.
By lulav, well, lulav is you guys. You say deraisa, is it deraisa?
Second day.
Second, well, even the first second also okay. So there is a question: do you do it? Do you say that? So this is a machlokes. So some balei, this only negates the altar. So some do it, some do not. Some say when it says deraisa, it means that it's primarily a mitzvah deraisa, but today it's not. Today it's a din derabbanan. The second day Rosh Hashanah, the rabban have told you do, but it does not necessarily, just because you say it does not necessarily mean that you mean to say literally today is a day that is deraisa.
My brother gave a shiur a few years back about somebody who was dying. I mean, a fairly young fellow who knew he wouldn't be alive, and he wanted the first day up it was coming out of Shabbat.
To say the Shabbat.
Wanted to have take lulav and also shofar on the first day, Rosh Hashanah, the first day, he wanted to ask the shiloh. He wanted to do with the raisa. It was going to be his last year.
So what did he say? No, absolutely not. Doesn't matter. Interesting. Okay, very interesting.
The story of Shemayim, like 100 years ago,
yeah, but terrible tragedies. They tell the stories, a lot of all the tragedies that happened after they tried to do that, so they dropped it.
Okay, next shakan. Here is a very tough shiloh. This is a very big issue. He has a lot of different. Everything I'm telling you over here is from the sefer Pardes Yosef Hachadosh by Rabbi Mendelbaum. Okay, this is a new sefer. I got it in the summer on Rosh Hashanah. It's a very impressive sefer. It's an encyclopedia on everything you can possibly want to know about Rosh Hashanah. Some of these topics we did, I remember in the past, but it's always fresh to see it said over in new words, and of course there are new things that we never spoke about. Okay, question is, there is a minhag, an ancient minhag, from time immemorial, minhag Yisrael is to cover the shofar when you make the bracha. If you take notice when the Baal Tokeah makes the bracha, Asher Kedushan B'mitzvah Svanu L'Shmoya Kol Shofar, he covers the shofar. Why? Don't we have a rule, a principle of you make a bracha, Oiver La'asiyos, and the bracha should be done, it should be recited immediately before the mitzvah is done. So why do we cover the shofar? So we have over here a long list of reasons. Number one, it's a pasuk. Tiku b'chodesh shofar b'keseh. It's with Merames. With Merames that just like the Levana, just like Rosh Hashanah is unique among all of the Moadim, most of the Moadim take place in the middle of the month. When the moon is B'Tokfai, when the moon is in the sand, when the middle of the fifth day of the month, when the moon is a full moon, Rosh Hashanah is done on a day when the moon is hidden. The moon is concealed. The moon is concealed. There is no Levana. So just like there is no Levana, we take that as a cue for all the mitzvos that we should be atznius. We should conceal the shofar like the levana is concealed. Okay. Another answer is a very popular answer is that we cover the shofar just like we cover the challah when we make kiddush. Why do we cover the challah when we make kiddush? Shlo yire boishtoi. We don't want to embarrass the challah. Why would it be embarrassing to the challah for the challah to be uncovered? Because really you should make a bracha hamoitzi and verse hayayin. What comes first? Hamoitzi comes first. So we're passing up the hamoitzi in order to make kiddush on yayin. So it's a shame we're being mevazeh the bread. In order to cover it, shame, we cover up the challah. Say, what is the bracha we make on the shofar? Litkoya shofar, to blow the shofar, or to listen to the sound, lishmoya kol shofar. So the truth is, if the Baal Mikar Hadin, if the Baal Tekeh was alone, now what I'm saying is not 100% accurate, but there is some truth to this. If the Baal Tekeh was all alone, he's blowing for himself, then technically he can make the bracha litkoya kol shofar. But being that you can be moitzi someone else, so since the tzibur, they're not actually blowing the shofar, they're listening. They're listening to the sound of the shofar. So the focus shifts from the sound to the actual chefsa, the mitzvah of blowing the shofar.
Mitzvah to blow, or the mitzvah to hear.
To hear. Let's do that. The mitzvah is to hear the sound of the shofar. So being that the mitzvah is to hear the sound of the shofar, when you're going to make the bracha, l'shmoya kol shofar, you are being mevazeh, you are embarrassing the chefs of the mitzvah. Because the shofar is the object which is needed to produce the sound. Normally, every mitzvah, you take a little of an eshrek. The mitzvah is the chefsa, take the mitzvah. We're basically saying, shofar, you know, you're not so important. Even though I paid $150 for the shofar, and we've inspected you and everything is fine, and you are just an instrument, you're just an object through whom we're going to produce a sound. So you're being mevazeh the chefza. You are disgracing the object in order to cover its shame. Not that it should hear that we're only using you as a means to produce a sound, we cover the shofar. This is what Chazal, this is a very popular answer. The Mati Ephraim says this. I'll read you the words, Nagil Chasa Shofar, Bema Prusa. Why? With Elif Hamogin, which is the parish of the Mati Ephraim, which he wrote, Shekin Kosu Ha'eli Rabbah, there. I'm not sure this is. I read the wrong one. Avni Nezer. I'm sorry, I read Avni Nezer is. I take a step back. Let me just read you what it says here. The Avnei Nezer says, based upon the Tshuvas HaRambam, that if a person is blowing the shofar alone, can make the bracha litkoya kol shofar. Even though the mitzvah is to hear the sound, but the only way you can hear a sound is through the chefsa shel mitzvah. So may ikar hadin, you can make a bracha asher kedushanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu litkoya al tekiya shofar. Asher kedushanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu al tekiya shofar. This is what the Rambam appears to say lahalacha to be true if you are all alone. Because since when you're all alone, you're listening to the shofar only through a kosher shofar, you can make the bracha litkoya shofar. But being that 99% of the time when you blow the shofar, you're not blowing it only for yourself, you're also blowing it for other people in the room, and they cannot possibly blow, they're only hearing the sound. So we change the bracha from al tekiya shofar to the bracha of lishmoya kol shofar. When you have to change the bracha from litkoya to al lishmoya kol shofar, that is a disgrace, an embarrassment to the shofar, and that is why we don't want to embarrass the shofar. We cover the shofar. That's what the Avnei is.
Cover by Shabbos. I'm making a lechem.
Yes. Machlokes apoyskim. So that's a machlokes. That's a machlokes apoyskim. Some say yes, some say not. That all depends. That all depends on. There are other issues. I don't know all the issues.
That, sorry, you would have to cover all the other.
Yes, some say you do, some say you don't, some say even mizonos. Not only when it comes to challah, some say mizonos also. Others say the main reason why you cover the challah is because of the man. The man was covered. So that's only for the one that's going to be moitzi the arm, then you would not have to cover it. They're okay, that's a whole different shmuz. But this is one, this is another, this is the reason. Okay, a third very popular reason is because the satan. We're very concerned that the satan will be mekatreg and try, the satan will be mekatreg and try to prevent the call from coming forth. So in order to hide the shayf from the satan, we conceal the shayf. That's the third reason. Fourth reason. The fourth reason is because we follow, similar to what we said before, the Torah does not say anywhere what to use for the shofar. All all it says is that on Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah is a day of Yom Teruah, a day of calling out. And really the Teruah is calling out from the heart. We use, through a drasha, we use, in order that Shri Chav Shal Mitzvah, we use a shofar. But since the Torah never explicitly said that you shall blow from a shofar to show that the blowing of the shofar is through the sound, we therefore cover the shofar. Okay, a fifth reason comes because it is minigavos senu biodenu because of the government. Gezeres hashmat. We want to remember that in time and world, in previous generations, it was not always so convenient, so easy for us to be mekayim the mitzvos, and the goyim did not allow us to blow the shofar, so we had to hide the shofar. If we were caught with the shofar, it was pikuach nefesh, so the shofar in the Beis HaKnesses was always concealed. Therefore, minigav osenu biyodenu, somehow we just never broke out of that fear. And we're always trying to cover ourselves, literally, we cover the shofar. And some say we bedafka do it to remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're still in Galus. When we blow the shofar, we say, Ribbono Shel Olam, it's not ideal that we should be in Galus. We have to hide ourselves when we do mitzvahs. And this very critical moment in time of the Yom HaDin, and Rosh Hashanah, when it's going to be determined at this moment in time if Mashiach will come this year, we want to remind Hashem, you know, we're in Galus, we have a lot of tzaris, we can't do the mitzvahs, we were persecuted, there's anti-Semitism, and therefore as a symbolic reminder of what was in the past and what's still is to a certain degree, we cover the shofar. Okay, another reason why we cover the shofar is it's a zecher for the Medrash. The Medrash says that at the time when Avram Avinu, why do we blow the shofar? The shofar is a reminder of Yitzchak Avinu, the Akedas Yitzchak. Avraham and Roshana offered Yitzchak as they wanted to offer him as a human sacrifice. And in the very last moment, the Malach said and says, Al Tishlach Yitzchak Hanar. And instead, he was replaced with the Eloi Shel Yitzchak on this aisle. So the aisle really represents the Akedas Yitzchak. The Medrash is very clear that the one that built the Mizbeach on Har HaMoriah was Avraham Avinu. And at the time, when Avraham was building the Mizbeach, he put Yitzchak in Geniza. Why would he put him in Geniza? That's what says in the Medrash. Because he was afraid that Yitzchak would participate. Yitzchak would build the Mizbeach, and by building the Mizbeach, he's doing Avodah, and you're being Mishtameish B'Kodshim. Since at this moment, the moment Hashem said to Avraham, Yitzchak became a chefsa, a carbon, and you're not allowed to work with a carbon. So Yitzchak, he was afraid that Yitzchak was not allowed to participate in the building of the Mizbeach, and the Medrash says, therefore, he was matznia Yitzchak in the isolated location as he built the Mizbeach. So being that the shofar is purely a reminder, is a reenactment of the Akedas Yitzchak, and at the moment of the Akedah, when the Aaron was preparing, Yitzchak was in Geniza. Mimela, we show that part that the shofar is Yitzchak by putting the shofar in Geniza until we actually blow the shofar. Okay, another reason, another very fascinating reason why we blow the shofar is because we mentioned before of the boishes. We want to cover its shame. And what do we mean we want to cover its shame? So we first quoted from the Avni Nezer of the bracha. We should make a different bracha. The fact that we're saying l'shmoya kol shofar, we're not saying l'tkoya shofar is a busha. But the Rambam says one of the reasons why we blow shofar is to awaken us. When the person hears the sound of the shofar, he's supposed to be awakened to do tshuva. The minhag Yisrael is before the shofar is blown, the rabbi makes a drasha. The rabbi says, Divrei Kivushim. Raivayevsky, is that correct? Before Tkiya Shofar is a prime time. What? An appeal. It's an appeal, but it's a prime time for the rabbi to be Ma'orer the Otzibur. So the problem is, what was supposed to, really the rabbi's drasha is not necessary, because the sound of the shofar is supposed to fulfill that purpose. Oru yeshenin mishinaschem, sleepy people, wake up from your slumber, do tshuva. The shofar is what's supposed to arouse the person to wake up from his slumber. But unfortunately, niskadnu hadaros, when we hear the sound of the shofar, we're not thinking about tshuva. We're thinking about, is it a good tkiah? Is it not a good tkiah? Is it a strong? Is this Baal Tekeah compared to last year's Baal Tekeah? Or the Baal Tekeah from another shul? Unfortunately, we're not thinking about what we're supposed to be thinking about when we hear the shofar. That is why we have to improvise and bring in a powerful, dynamic, charismatic rabbi to be ma'oyer the tzibur. So it turns out we're putting the shofar to shame. We're telling the shofar, shofar, you just don't cut it. You just don't make it. You're supposed to arouse the tzibur to do tshuva, but you don't fulfill your tafkid, so therefore we have to bring the rabbi to do your job. So the shofar has been put to shame, therefore we cover the shofar in order not to embarrass it. Very interesting reason, that's what it says. Okay, let's go to another reason. Can I mention Yitzchak? Okay, another time is something we said before, is that why do we blow, when do we blow the shofar? We blow the shofar b'zman hazeh in Musaf. Is that the ideal time to blow a shofar? Definitely not. The ideal time to blow a shofar would have been before in Shacharis. Zrizim makdim in the mitzvahs. Why is it b'zman hazeh in the entire Klal Yisrael shofar is blown in Musaf? Because it's a reminder, minhag avosenu b'yodeinu gezeiras hashmat. The shofar was one of their prime targets, the Goyim. They did not want us to blow shofar, and they came to inspect the Batei Knesios. They came Shacharis. They sat there the entire Shacharis to watch to make sure we weren't blowing shofar. We got to the end of Shacharis. They saw we're not blowing shofar. They were satisfied. And the inspectors left. Oh, the inspectors are gone. Dialing a very long dialing to bore the inspectors out of their minds, to bore them out of their mind in order, and so they should leave and they should not wait around, not wait around for Musaf. So this is an amazing thing that this was never rectified. We blow the shofar during Musaf. We don't blow the shofar during Shacharis because minhag avosenu b'yodeinu, in ancient times of Shmat, they did not allow us to blow shofar. We had to wait until Musaf, until the inspectors left. So we continue. So it turns out that we're really putting the shofar to shame. We want to always remind ourselves that it's shame on us. Or shame on, because we are delayed. It's already, what time is it? It's already 11, 12 o'clock, and you still haven't blown shofar. And Rosh Hashanah Yom Hadin, Zrizim Makdim L'mitzvahs. It's only because we're in Golus. Golus is only because of we're guilty for our sins, and that's why we're in Golus. And in Golus, they're Shmad, and they don't allow us to blow shofar at Shacharis. We have to delay until Musaf. We're embarrassed. We have to do the mitzvah, but we're doing the mitzvah late in the day. It's a shame for us, and to indicate that shame, we have to call the shofar. Okay, another reason is those are the days. Those are So those are the basic reasons. So let's review very quickly. Tiku b'chodesh shofar b'keseh. It should be concealed. The moon is concealed, so the mitzvah's hayoim is to be concealed. The most important thing to do on Rosh Hashanah is to blow shofar. If the day is done on a day of concealment, so the chefsa shel mitzvah should be concealed. The second time is it's not the shofar, it's the kol shofar. To make that clear, we cover the shofar. The satan, we want to keep the satan away. We don't want to be mekatrek. Gzeris hashmad, we hide it. We're afraid. We're doing it during Musaf. What was the other reason we gave?
Yitzchak.
Eloh shel Yitzchak. He was concealed at the time when the Mizbeach was prepared, so we cover it. Okay, what other things? Okay, those are the basic reasons. Now, let's go to another very big issue. Should you hold on to the shofar when you make the bracha? Just because you're covering the shofar, is it proper to put your hands on the shofar? So there are different minhagim. Some balei tokea will cover. When you do a mitzvah, the mitzvah should be done over lasiyah. So even though the shofar is covered, they'll put their hands on top of the mappa and hold on to the shofar. And some will put their hands underneath the mappa and hold the shofar beneath it. So therefore, those are two different minhagim. Some don't. Some say once it's covered, it's out. It's out of sight. Out of sight, you bedafka should not... What?
You
Why can't you make a bracha?
Because every
it's there.
To see it, you want it.
You know it's there. That shofar is the exception for all of these reasons. You know the shofar is there. Peekaboo.
Yes, sure.
You know the shofar is there. You cover the shofar, and that's good enough. So these are three different minhagim. Each to each his own. Either it's covered, it's out of sight. You don't do anything. Some say no on top. Put your hands on top, and some say put your hands underneath. Okay, the next issue. The next issue is there's one other thing I left out. Another very important reason why you cover the shofar. Okay, this is a topic in and of itself. This is not a halacha. This is a very interesting shayla. It's a very tough shayla. He has an actual long discussion on this. What happens when you make the bracha asher kiddushanu b'mitzvah sivanu l'shmaya kol shayfer? Okay, you blow tekiyas, and then you get stuck. At some point in time, in the middle of blowing the shofar, you have 100 kilos, you get stuck. So what do you do?
After one set,
tekiya, shvarim, tekiya, you get stuck. And now, so what do you do? No problem, I got a backup shofar. Right, every baal tekiya worth his money got at least one backup. So you pull out of your bag, I got a spare shofar. Do I have to make another bracha? The guy making the bracha? Absolutely not. I already blew. It's like you eat. You go. You make a shahakal. You want to take a cup of water. You want a cup of juice. You make a shahakal. You take a sip. Can I talk now? Can I be mafsik? Of course, you can be mafsik. And now, if I want to take another sip, of course. Once you made the bracha was already chal upon a certain mashu. There's no problem of now resuming at a later point in time. So if you blow already one set, tekiya, shvarim, tekiya, and then the shofar turns sour, and you want to bring out a replacement, no problem, keep on going. But what happens if you blow the shofar, you make the bracha, asher kiddushanu b'mitzvah l'shmaya kol shofar, and you can't get out even one tekiya? Did you ever see that?
Yes.
Even the first tekiya?
Yes.
You can't even get out the first tekiya. And you're so frustrated. Okay, so let's say, so what do you do in this case? Halacha l'maisa, if I'm not mistaken, you gotta make another bracha. It's a pretty, very, very, very big problem. If you make a bracha, make a radin. If you make, what, a hefsik, it's like birchas hananin. You make a borei shahakol niya bidvaro, you about to drink a glass of juice, and all of a sudden, don't drink it, it's poison. You're allergic. You forgot the doctor told you, oh, so now they take it away. What?
Or it spills out.
And now you take something else. Do you have to make another bracha? Yes. If you have kavanah to make a bracha on this glass of juice, and you don't even taste that glass of juice, and now you want to apply that shakla to something else, it doesn't work. Unless on the table, maybe if it's on the table, so you have kavanah for it. But let's say you bedavka did not have kavanah for it, you only have kavanah for this one, shofar, so the halacha is me'ikar hadin. If you make a bracha on this particular shofar, and then you are not able to get out a sound, a toot from this shofar, that's it, you have to make another bracha. However, not everyone agrees with that pesach halacha. This is a controversial pesach halacha. Some are of the opinion that it's no deal. Let me give you another example. It's clear cut. Okay, to compare two examples. Birchas HaTorah. You open up a Sefer Torah. Asher bochar banu mikol ho'amim. V'nas alanu es Torah. So birchas to Hashem l'sein HaTorah. And you open up a Sefer Torah. And you have the coin for Bereshis, right? Bereshis. And the coin they wrote, instead of the base, you wrote a chaf. It's not a base, it's a chaf. Oy! So you can't lay from the Sefer Torah. So you put it back in the Sefer Torah. Do you have to make another bracha? Absolutely not. The bracha you made, Asher bracha, when you call him on this Sefer Torah, even though now you don't even get out one word, you right away notice the mistake, you can put back the Sefer Torah, you do not need to make the bracha and take it into the Sefer Torah, and you continue, and you bring gracious. So look at this. We have two different examples. Birchas HaTorah, you didn't get out sound, and you do not need to make a new bracha. And Birchas HaNenin, where you were unable to be nene from this particular food item, and you do have to make another bracha. So now the question is, what?
Shmaya kol
the Shmaya kol shofar.
So,
Shofar, but you made it on this Chefza.
The problem is in the blowing or in the hearing?
The hearing, but that's related.
The people.
The hearing is connected, but the hearing is...
So they'll hear from a different Shofar.
That's the question. The question is Berchus. Oh, this, but you need the shofar. You need a specific. But the bracha is for the people of Haim also. But the point is, your kavana was on this specific shofar. This is the dilemma. Do we view Berchus HaMitzvahs to be equivalent to Berchus HaTorah and you don't need to make a bracha? Or do we view Berchus HaMitzvahs to be equivalent to Berchus HaNenin? You do need to make another bracha.
Does he have the other shofar?
Let's say no. Let's say no, no, no. We only ask this one shofar. That is it.
Yes.
What? No. If he has three shofars underneath his mapa or in the big, no, then you would not have, then the kavanah is on all three, then you do not need to make another bracha. So that's why Bezman Hazeh, that's not really no gear, because Bezman Hazeh, they all have multiple shofars. If you go to a place, you only have one shofar, and then they gotta go get another shofar in the Chanami. So it's not really no yeloch lemaisa, because today every Baal Tokeah will come prepared with at least the backup. So therefore you already have, but it could happen. It could happen, we have mamash no kavanah, it's all I got here is these two, three shofars, and you can't even get out one sound, and you got to go to the office, or you got to go somewhere, someone's house to get a spare. Then the nechrami, you need to make another bracha. So now, not everyone agrees to this psak halacha. This psak halacha is, I told you, the bottom line. I think the Mishnah Berurah says this. The bottom line. However, some say no. Pumfa keret we paskin like we shoinim that say birchas hamitzvos is like birchas haTorah, and you don't need to make another bracha. And it is for that reason. This is how far they go. You cover the shofar. Because you're covering the shofar to make a statement. I'm not making a bracha on the shofar. I'm making a bracha on the sound. Not just symbolic to remind it's the sound, but for halachic purposes. To show that in the event I can't get a sound out of this shofar, and I have to go bring a replacement shofar, I don't need to make a new bracha. Because if the shofar was on the table and it's in front of me and I'm making the bracha, then it shows that my kavanah is bedafka on this shofar. And if this shofar cannot produce the sound, I'm out of luck. I have to go make a new bracha. But if I'm covering the shofar, I'm making a statement, the bracha is not on this shofar. The bracha is on the sound. If this shofar will produce a sound, ma tovah ma noim. If it will not produce a sound, okay, in the car, I got another shofar. How will I open up the car? It's another shiloh. But I got in the trunk, I got another shofar, I got the backup. So I don't need, that's exactly why you need to cover, you need to go and cover the shofar to show that I'm not having kavana on this shofar per se.
Same logic for a different Baal Tokeah. The same logic would apply because since it's only on the listening.
Yeah.
You could have a different
shofar. Another, so in the Chanami, someone's going to take over, would not be a problem.
So amen, we don't say Baruch Hu Shmai, we say amen, then lachar anyone who heard the bracha can come in and finish because he was part of the bracha.
Okay, he's finishing, oh yeah, Nechanami, he's finishing off. Okay, now next interesting issue. Okay, question, why do we say the Nosach Lishmoya Koil Shofar? Why do we say Lishmoya Shofar? To listen to the Shofar. Why do we focus on the word Koil Shofar? So the answer is, we have to go understand the way the Shofar was blown. This is a very important thing. We're going to leave over this out of time. We're going to leave over one Vart. We'll leave over this, we'll take tomorrow. And when we blow the Shofar Bizman Hazeh, we're not doing it the ideal way it was meant to be done. Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYekayam, the Shofar was blown together with Chatzotzros. There were three instruments. Three instruments, that was a chatzetra sound alike. There were three instruments that were blown at the same time. Two chatzetras and one shofar. Now the truth was, this was done every single yomtiv. The only difference was on a regular yomtiv, the shofar would stop short, and the one who blew the chatzetras would continue, the chatzetras would be called shofar. And but on Rosh Hashanah, they would blow the chatzitzrois, but the chatzitzrois would stop short, and the kol shofar would extend, would keep on going. Therefore, that is why with the bracha that we have bisman hazeh is a continuation of what was done in bisman shabbes hamigdash kayam. When the migdash was kayam, the mitzvah hayoyim was the shofar, not the chatzitzrois. So, in order to emphasize this to the tzivu that was listening, the bracha was asher kiddushon b'mitzvos v'sivanu l'shmoya. Coil shofar. Don't listen. Listen to the sound of the shofar liafuke, to the exclusion of the sound of the chatzitzrais. Don't focus on the sound of the chatzitzrais. The sound of the chatzitzrais is not the mitzvah hayom. The chatzitzrais are there as support, but the primary mitzvah is the coil shofar. That's how we focus on this one. Now, with this idea, we are going to understand a very great appreciation in the nusach. In the Nusach HaBracha. The Nusach HaBracha is Ki At. How does the Bracha go? The Bracha goes at the end of the Baruch Ato Ki Ato Shoneya Kol Shofar Umazin Turas Amo. Now let me read what it says. The nusach is ki shomea ki ata shomea kol shoyah ki shomea kol shofar ata umazin tirua the ein doime loch baruch ato Hashem shomea kol tuas amo Yisrael. So why do we have to? What's all of this verbosity? Shomea kol shofar. So here in the mamloyes. The Mamloiz in Parshas Nitzavim explains as follows. Okay, so he elaborates, there are a few things he elaborates upon. The first thing he elaborates upon is that what is the difference between the word Shemiya and Hazana? Shemiya is a word that is used from a distance. Hazana means close up. And the proof to this is Hazinu Hashomayim Ba'adabera. The Sishma Haaretz Imrei Fi. So in this pasuk, Azinu Hashemayim VaAdabera, V'Sishma Haaretz Imrei Fi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking. Who's speaking in the pasuk? Hashem. Where is Hashem located? In Shemayim.
Say the difference is they juxtapose the two pasukim by Yeshaya, that it says Shemu Shemayim VaZini Haaretz. So Moshe was ready, this was the last day on in the world to him, so he was closer to Shemayim. So Hazinu Hashemayim, he was close, it's a closer listening, because he was ready, his head was in the clouds, and his feet were on the ground, as opposed to Yeshaya, who
said it was the opposite
way, because he was still on the ground, and his head was in the clouds, so to speak.
Okay. Let me just say something different. Here's the question. There's a different question. And Rosh Hashanah, okay, let me read you the words. Yeshua, the Rosh Hashanah lo niska shofar b'Torah ki yom tu. And Rosh Hashanah does not say the word shofar. Nowhere in the Torah does the word shofar say. All it says that Rosh Hashanah shall be a yom teruah. Yom teruah yelochem. So the question is, when we use the word shofar, we connect the words. Yeshua, Rosh Hashanah lo niska shofar b'Torah ki yom teruah v'zichron teruah. Okay, fine. Zichron teruah. Yet in the nusach al tefillah, we only know that use a shofar from a gzera shava to Yom Kippur. Therefore, when we make the bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Asher Kiddushanu B'Mitzvosa V'Tzivanu, what do we say? L'shmoya Koil Shofar. Because we want to, when we do the mitzvah, when we blow shofar, what are we doing when we're blowing shofar? We are mekayim a mitzvah d'oraisa, a mitzvah that's in the Torah. Torah shebichsav. We want to be mitzdorev to the Torah shebichsav, Torah shebalpeh. The way we are mitzdorev, Torah shebichsav, or Torah shebalpeh, when we do the actual mitzvahs, we make mention of the shofar, the kol shofar, which is only derived through Torah shebalpeh. Tefillah, the requirement to daven is not deraisa. Davening, the nusach ha-tfilah is derabbanan. That's Torah Shebaal Peh. So when we do something that is derabbanan, we want to combine to it the Torah Shebichsav. That's why in the nusach ha-tfilah we say Shoinea Koil Teruas Amo Yisrael. The chasim of the bracha for shofar is Ki Ata Shoinea Koil Teruas Amo Yisrael Berachamim. Why don't we make mention of the word shofar? See, this is the question. When we make the bracha, when the chatz gets up, the daltake gets up, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotav Tzivanu L'shmaya Kol Shofar. So he says the word shofar. And yet when we daven Shmoyne Esher, which has three parts, Malchiyos, Zichroinos, and Shofos, when we make the chasima, Ki Ata Shoinea Kol Teruas Amo Yisroel Berachamim. Why do we leave out the word shofar in the chasima of the bracha in the Shmona Esrei? The answer is, it all depends what you're doing. When you're actually blowing the shofar and you're doing the mitzvah d'oraisa, and in the Torah itself it does not say how to do the mitzvah, it does not say to use the shofar, so then when you do a d'oraisa, which is Torah Shebichsav, you embellish it with a word that is only known through Torah Shebaal Peh with the word shofar. But when you are davening, which in essence is something which is pure Torah Shebaal Peh, the way you embellish the davening is by combining it to Torah Shebichsav. And in Torah Shebichsav, it does not say the word shofar, it just says Yom Teruah. So we're always doing is, wherever you are, you have to match to what where you are not. When you're doing the mitzvah deraisa, it says teruah, yom teruah, you are mitzvah, the deraisa, to the rabbanon, the Torah Shebaal Peh of shofar. When you're davening, which in the etzem is Torah Shebaal Peh, you have to be mitzvah the tefillah to Torah Shebichsav by mentioning only what it says in the Torah itself of Yom Teruah, Shemei Kol Teruas Amo Yisrael Berachah. Alright, we'll take this.